This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is it, guys. This is what you have been waiting for, the new compound lineup from Bear Archery. And guys, outside of the flagship bow, which I just can't wait to shoot and I can't wait to have, and it's going to be one of the best performing bows ever. Outside of that, what they are offering at some of these price points, the features that they're offering in some of these bows at some of these price points is absolutely mind-blowing. It's something you've never seen from any company before. A company building a budget bow that has Picatinny sight mounts and IMS rest mounts? Yeah, and it comes with accessories with IMS rest and Picatinny sights. Absolutely mind-blowing how Bear Archery is providing some of these features at some of these price points. Guys, the flagship bow, last year in the Execute and the Execute 32, it was the quietest bow tested from any company. And that's not from Bear, that's from a third party. It was the quietest bow of the year. This year's bow is even quieter, less vibration. Don't know how they did it, but they did it. Guys, you are going to see stuff from Bear this year that you've never seen before. So stay tuned right here. We've got Ryan Schutz from Bear Archery, and he is going to walk us through all of the details on all of the new bows. But there are two bows that I am so incredibly excited about. So right here, we're going to talk about all of the budget bows, the flagship bows. We're going to talk about the best buys of the year, in my opinion. But guys, we've got new episodes every day this week covering the new lineup from Trophy Ridge, from Bear Archery's traditional side of things, from crossbows and Cajun. But also, we're going to sit down with PJ Riley from Lancaster and do reviews of all these bows. So we've got stuff coming to you all week long about this new lineup, so you know everything you need to know. But guys, we're about to cover every detail for every single one of the new compounds.
Welcome to Bear Archery's Hunting 101 podcast, where hunters new and old come to learn and find inspiration from stories of hunts gone by. Everyone is welcome to enjoy the outdoor way of life, and there is no better time to start than right now. So let's head into the great outdoors with your host, Dylan Ray.
Guys, I'm a big believer in prioritizing your feet. Your feet should always be a priority, and you should always be considering what's on your feet. If you're in the mountains and you've got blisters and hot spots, you are not going to go as far. You're not going to make it to that next ridge. You're not going to stay on the mountain as long. Ultimately, you're not going to be as successful. If you're sitting in a whitetail stand and your feet are freezing, you're going to get more jittery. You're not going to be as still. You're not going to be as quiet. You're not going to stay as long. Ultimately, you're not going to be able to kill that big buck in the dead of winter. If you're chasing antelope, you've got to be able to be quick and quiet and fast and have comfortable feet. Guys, no matter what you're chasing, no matter the pursuit, no matter the game, your feet should be a priority. I have fallen in love with Schnee boots. I didn't even know how normal hot spots and blisters were in my life until I got a good pair of boots, because I was probably a lot like you. I would run to a Cabela's Bass Pro, and I would buy a pair of $100 boots thinking that I was saving money. But those boots break down faster, and I got to keep buying boots. So guys, don't let a pair of $400 boots keep you from buying good boots, because in the long run, those $100 boots, they add up. Whereas if you spend good money on a good pair of Italian-made, handcrafted boot. They're going to last you for 10, 15 years. They're going to be way more comfortable. You're going to be more successful. Your feet will be more comfortable. You will thank me later. So, guys, go check out schnees.com for all of your boots. That's S-C-H-N-E-E-S.com. The best boots on planet Earth, Schnee boots. Go check them out. Thank me later. But, guys, start prioritizing your feet and get yourself a good pair of boots. All right, Ryan. Well, no need to belabor this. We know what everybody's here for. The most listened to episode every year by far is the new bow episode. Now, I do want to make note that every single day we are releasing an episode covering one of the new lines. So today we're covering all the new compounds. Tomorrow we're covering all the new Trophy Ridge accessories. And then Wednesday we're covering all of the new traditional line. And then on Thursday I'm joined by PJ Riley from Lancaster to review all of these bows. So we've got fun episodes for you every single day this week. So tune in every day right here to hear all of the new products. But the most wildly listened to episode by far is everybody wanting to hear Mr. Ryan Schutz talk about the new bows each year. So Ryan, man, let's not, no need to belabor this. Let's jump straight into what we know everybody is here for. And that is the Persist, the new flagship bow for Bear Archery, a sexy little rig. I haven't got to shoot one yet, but I am very, very excited about this bow. So walk us through the details of the Persist.
Yeah, I'm glad to. So the Persist is a new flagship. So we really took the Execute kind of platform, so to say, and then really went to, okay, what can we add to it, of course, to make it better and or fit a little bit different in the line than the Execute. So the Execute, you know, is available in 30 inch and 32. So axle to axle, we went with 31. Pretty simple math to go right in the middle there, huh? But we went 31 inch axle to axle and at 340 IBO speed, 6.5 brace height, so very shootable bow, 26 to 30 inch adjustable on the cam, no need for the bow press, and then it still is our EKO cam system, so you can really pick your own let off. So that's always been a big thing for us the last couple of years, is that we allow you to, you know, get 15 pounds of draw weight adjustment, you know, 4 pounds of draw length adjustment, plus you can pick your let off. So really trying to make the bows customizable to the user. But aesthetically is what we've done a ton of things to this particular bow on. So I kind of like to start at the top of the bow and work down. So even so much on the graphics. So I know you're going to show some pictures, but I'm trying to hold that steady just for a second. So it is our 90th anniversary this year. So we made sure we wanted to put our little bear flag on this particular bow. I mean, that's being so made cool in Gainesville, really important to us. So something we tried to do unique this year on that particular bow. And then staying kind of at the top of it, everybody's going to be like, what's that kind of loop or hoop up there? So really what that is this is our same material that we use in like a wrist sling. But we do have some rubber right there, so it's protected a little bit. But ideally what we're thinking there is that is a great place for you to adjust if you're going to hunt in a tree stand or anything like that. It's exactly where you could put your harness or your loop there to pull the bow up into the tree stand. It can come out if you want. So there's just a set screw here. You can take this out if you don't want it. You can also move it to the bottom if you prefer it that way. But the bow does come with it that way. So it's easily hoisted up and down from your tree stand. So just trying to make it a little bit better, a little bit easier. Another thing we did in the pocket that's a little bit hidden is so right behind the loop here, right there in the pocket, and then there's also one that matches it on the bottom pocket, is it is a mount for a sling system. So like a QDA or a QDM type sling that you could, you know, that you could buy at many places for like AR platforms and things like that. So you could just, they're quick connect. So you just quick connect in there, and then you have a different way to put a carrying sling on your bow. And it's also dual process or dual purpose, because it'd be the same type of sling that you could use on many different rifle platforms. So cool little deal that we added to this particular bow.
I got to talk about this limb pocket for a minute, because I think a lot of guys, if you didn't shoot the Execute last year, that was the first time that Bear really went to that wide limb pocket. And oh my Lord.
Yes.
It was such a stable bow. I mean, the stability in the shot was just phenomenal. Very, very well balanced. Very, very quiet. It was just, now, is this any wider, or is this the same limb pocket?
It's the same. So we just added a couple of those features. Other than
no need to change. It's working perfect.
No. Other than that, all the other specs of the pocket are the same. And it's the same limbs, so which we went to those wider limbs last year as well.
And so again, guys, like if you didn't try out the Execute 32, I would highly encourage you to try out this bow, because it gives you a feel that you've really never had from a Bear bow before. And I can promise you, like, it is the Execute 32 is my favorite bow I've ever shot. Period. Now, again, I haven't got to shoot this bow, but that wider limb that Bear went to and wider limb pocket really, really did a good job. And, you know, I remember that was the first thing I mentioned when I shot that bow last year. When I first shot the Execute 32, I was on a hunt in Missouri with Andrew from Trophy Ridge, and I shot that bow, man, and I was just blown away by the stability in that bow. So I'm incredibly excited about this limb pocket. At first you see that loop and it kind of looks ugly. You're like, I don't really like that, but it serves a purpose, a very good purpose, if you will. So it is very purpose built in having that. But again, if you don't like it, you guys can remove that and move on. So let's continue down the bow, man. What else you want to mention for us?
Yeah.
Getting to the exciting part.
100%. You're 100% right on the loop. Like, it, we did that, like, kind of like what we did on the cams. We want you to adjust and make this bow your own. So if you don't like it, you can definitely take it off, put it on the bottom, adjust it to whatever hunting style you want best. And I mean, that's really the focus of our design here at Bear at the moment. So continuing on down the bow. So we still have, you know, the in riser dampening system, and I don't want to skip, because we also have the in limb dampeners as well. As you continue down, now you're going to see us start to integrate into our Bear bows. So you've got rail out front. So now you can use any, we have Trophy Ridge sights that of course will adapt to this, but now you can mount a sight integrated style to your sight. And then also on the back of the bow, now you can see we went to an integrate rest system there as well. And then also just kind of a cosmetic thing, you can still mount any type of regular rest to the bow as well. But then we also include this nice little cover, so it just makes the bow look a little bit more streamlined. Your streamline
now,
as well.
Tell me about the shelf of that bow. It's kind of different looking. Is that because of the IMS rest?
Yes and no. So no, we didn't need to do this for that IMS rest. We could have. We were just kind of thinking, what else could we do to kind of make the bow. Again, silent has always been our bigger thing, depending on the rest and stuff you want. So we just, this is a nice rubber piece that goes over the shelf now. We did make sure that you can see there for tuning purposes and stuff like that. You can still see the burger holes, so you can line up your arrow correctly there. So we didn't want to cover those. But other than that, should help a little bit with the vibration as well, because there's of course more rubber. And then if depending on what, if you're using a drop away or anything like that, depending on your setup, any contact is made with the rubber of the bow and not the actual aluminum.
Now, just so you guys know, Like tomorrow, you absolutely have to tune in because Bear has one rest that I think is just mind-blowingly good, and I think it's going to change Trophy Ridge forever. But they also have a really cool site, and so I think pairing the IMS rests and things that they're coming out with tomorrow, and I don't want to give any spoilers, so tune in tomorrow, but the accessories that they're coming out with.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have the rest on this bow anymore.
They're going to pair really, really well with this bow, and it's going to complement each other, and they're all going to be they're just made to work together. And so tune in tomorrow. But again, just like, you know, we talk pretty in depth about it in tomorrow's episode, but these new Trophy Ridge accessories, they're made for every bow, every shooter. They're going to work for, you know, they've got Matthews mounts and they've got Hoyt mounts and they've got regular mounts and Picatinny mounts. They've got all of the mounts to work for every bow. So these accessories are something that any archer should be excited about, not just bear shooters, but they are going to work very, very well with the new Persist. So I am excited about the Persist. Continue to walk me through it.
Yeah, there's so much on here, so we're kind of left off at the shelf. The grip is the same type of grip that you saw last year on the Execute. So this is, I have the Bear Paw on here right now, but it also comes with our slimmer design. So, of course, the Bear Paw from last year is not a big grip by any stretch of the imagination, just a little bit more palm swell. So try to fit in between almost no grip, super slim, to just a little bit bigger. So that continues to be on this bow. And then as we continue down, we just did an integrated wrist sling. So again, there's a set screw in here so you can adjust the length, but you get a wrist sling on there. So of course, they used to, most of the time people would mount them in front of their stabilizers and stuff like that. So we just went ahead and made it go seamlessly right into the riser. So just a little bit easier way to adjust your accessory. And then vibration is something I think I have talked on this podcast since we started this podcast. So we continue to make sure that we're taking all the vibration that we can out of our bows. So we did a new string stop system just available on the Persist. So what we did is you can see that we've got some rubber dampening feature inside of it, as well as rubber dampening out here. So kind of two, and then it flexes as the bow would hit it in your shot. So completely takes the vibration out. And of course, that's purposeful on where we put it, aligned with, you know, where the shooter is going to have their hand on the grip versus where this is placed. So we're pretty excited about that part. And that's really all the new features on this. So it's really, besides just the specs, I mean, you've got kind of six new features that we've added to this bow.
Now, the Execute 32 was the quietest bow of 2023. It was tested. It was proven against all other bows. It was the quietest bow of 2023. Did this bow get any quieter?
Oh, yeah. It's noticeable.
Oh my gosh.
Noticeable. And then also, especially in your hand, I think they go together, right? So
how?
It's one of those things where I think also when you shoot it, the thing that we've had the most opinion on, and the Execute was really, really good too, was they're just like, there's no vibration. We're like, well, we heard that on the Execute. And of course, we're measuring it and things like that. And it's even a little bit better than the Execute. So that's what we're, not that we thought the Execute was a problem. We just wanted to, well, you're always trying to be better, right? Records on records is what we try to do.
I mean,
do
I thought you were going to get better on something, but I didn't think you could get any quieter than the Execute. I mean, good Lord, dude. It was, I mean, mind-blowingly quiet. And again, if you guys didn't shoot the Execute, you missed out. But, I mean, obviously now we've got one that's even better built because it's even more quiet. Because that was the overwhelming response I heard from everyone when they shot the Execute 30 or 32, that it was incredibly quiet, no hand vibration. I mean, really good bow. And so I'm incredibly excited about the Persist. Again, I haven't shot one yet, but we are moving on to the bow that I have spent a lot of time with. Might even have a couple dead deer with it already. Stay tuned for that. But I have been shooting this bow, the Whitetail Max. And for good reason. I chose this bow because I really, really liked a couple of the bows last year that this bow kind of compares to. I really fell in love with the Legend XR, and I think this bow compares quite a bit to that bow. But also just the features and the shootability that's in this price package can't be beat. So walk me through the Whitetail Max and this new really cool looking caged riser that you guys did.
Yeah, so the caged riser is a big part of this. So to start with the specs, because this thing's, for its size and the overall mass of the bow, this thing is a really fast bow. So you've got the EKO cam on here, which of course is known to produce really good speed. So 339 feet per second, it's 31 inches, which we feel is a pretty good axle to axle for tree stand and blind hunting, all around hunting. 6.5 brace height. You get our standard adjustment in weight, so 45 to 60 or 55 to 70, depending on the limbs that you buy. And then 26 to 30, so you can adjust it for most adults, and then again with the let off, so you can pick what you want, being 75 to 90. But really, so same cam system as we had before, we continue to refine it though. So I can tell you, we did work pretty hard on this cam to make it even better, just especially when you're changing at different draw lengths. And then it's the cage riser, which is going to be hard to see on my screen there, but I'm sure we'll show the pictures. As I mean, it is just pretty skeletonized, I would say. And we're really happy with the design and how this bow balances and feels in the shooter's hand. Mm-hmm. And you can attest to that already using it. So that's one of those things, you can't really put a spec on it, but when you shoot it, you can feel the difference.
Yeah. That was the first thing that I truly noticed with about this bow was not, you know, and not that it's not quiet, not that it's, but the first thing that I noticed was every time I come to full draw, the bow is just perfectly sits right there. I mean, it just holds on target easy. It balances really, really good, even without running like a sidebar or a back bar. It just balances really, really good. So that was the very first thing I noticed, and that was the first thing I commented on about that bow.
Yeah, and we made this. This is our Legend series, so it's available on bow only, so a guy can set it up like you did, however you like, with your own accessories. And then, of course, we do it in our RTH package, and it's paired with our Trophy Ridge accessories, which we think pairs really nice with it. It's really good balance in this particular bow. So draw cycle is great in the EKO cam, really smooth, easy to draw. And then we do still have, you know, your limb or your string stop on here to help take reduction or vibration out, and then your in limb dampeners as well to reduce vibration.
It's also got the
good overall package, especially to. Yep. Oh, now, and that's something new. Good thing you're pointing it out. I'm even forgetting some of the new features. So we do have a new roller cable guard slide on this particular model. So there's kind of a good angle. So just makes it that much smoother.
Yes. Now that's
So we've seen good performance out of that. And that's something that we'll sell alone as well.
That was one of the reasons I wanted this bow. That was one of the reasons I chose this bow, because it's a very smooth drawing, very smooth shooting bow. But also the EKO cam. Now, I get asked a lot, what's the best buy, the best budget bow buy, the best way to spend your money? And I would argue that the Whitetail Max and or one of the next ones we're going to talk about, which is
I was just going to say, one of the next ones are pretty good too.
Yeah. However, I chose this one because of the EKO cam. To get the EKO cam in a bow that costs you $600 is unreal. So that's why.
So
I
I'm glad
went with
you
this
point
one.
That out.
Yeah.
Because I really feel the difference there. We're going to show you another bow here and two other bows here just in a second that offer tons. I mean, the high-end stuff that are available on these two bows is outstanding on the ones I'm about to show you. But where I'd say there's a little bit difference is they have a DHC cam, so more of our hybrid cam system versus this is our EKO. So when you get shooters that kind of know exactly what they want, if you want an 85, 90% let off, then the EKO is definitely the way to go. If you want more of a straight 80% let off, then the other bows we're about to show you might be the better way to go. So again, trying to give you all of the options.
Now, this bow here, I think.
There we go.
I think is probably, if you were to, and it's difficult because I like the Whitetail Max. However, if I had to put a stamp on best budget buy bow of the year, this is what's getting my stamp. $560 for a very, very well-built bow. And you're getting some features on this bow that should not be offered for $560. With this bow, you're getting the Picatinny mount for the sights. You're getting the IMS rest mount. You're getting the new roller, cable slide. You're getting, and the Alaskan was one of the best bows ever, in my opinion. But you've put the caged riser on this. You've made it a little bit longer axle to axle. I mean, this bow, walk us through the features, man, because I think this bow here is the best budget buy bow of the year by far.
So I like to start at the top, as you know, on the bow. So this is a revised cam for us. So this is our DHC type cam, but we have it. It's a new cam that hasn't been in our lineup before, just because of how we've changed how it works. So it's 25 to 30 inch in the draw and draw length adjustment and 80% let off. The standard draw weight. So you get the 45 to 60 and 55 to 70. But we did make this bow longer. So this is also a new riser for us. So this is a 33-inch axle-to-axle bow. You're seeing a lot of that starting to be on the market right in that 32, 33. So we wanted to give that option out there. And then 335 speed. So you're getting 335 speed plus the adjustment plus the 80% let-off. That alone makes this cam a great value on this particular bow. But then you're adding in, we have in riser dampening system plus in limb dampening system. You're getting a integrated rest on the bow when you buy this in the RTH. You're getting an integrated sight as well. And then, of course, you also with the quiver, the stabilizer, the sling. So you're, our ready to hunt, but it's really our ready to hunt with integrate on it. So of course, this riser is also, if you don't want to use the integrate, you don't have to. We have all your standard mounts available too, but to have integrate at this price point, I mean, there's nothing else on the market that offers integrate for this.
Yeah, this is unreal. And I truly loved the Alaskan. But I love adding a caged riser, which is just going to make that riser very, very stiff, very, very stable. Take a lot of vibration, a lot of noise. But you took one of my favorite bows and added an inch to it, axle to axle, and I really like a 33-inch axle to axle bow. So this bow here, man, you are getting so many top dollar features for $560. I mean, just unreal that Bear is offering this. And I'm not even, I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. And we don't think anybody will think like the axle axle is too long at 33. What we're seeing happening is, I mean, so the shootability of this bow is amazing. So it just balances well at that 33. And still, we've had it out there, no issues, shooting in blind, shooting in tight tree stand setup, stuff like that. It's not like it's that much longer than a 31 or a 32. The balance is great with that cage riser. That was something, it's one of the big reasons that we put that cage riser into this is so we didn't want the bow balance to feel off at all going a little bit longer. And then, of course, the idea of that is that you even get more stability in your shot at greater distances, which we really feel this bow checks all those boxes.
Yeah, really, really great offering here. in the Alaskan XT. I'm curious to know. I'm ready to ask him. I'm ready to figure out if this is what Chuck Adams is going to graduate from the Alaskan to the Alaskan XT. Now, you do lose an inch of draw length on this. The Alaskan went to 31. This only goes to 30, correct?
Yep. And there's another bow in our lineup that we'll go over here in just a second that answers that. But
and a lot of people are going to be excited.
So the Alaskan, yes. So it'll even go a little bit longer. So spoiler alert.
So for all you long draw thugs out there who only get a new bow like every other year, every other 3 years. I'm good. If we've,
let's go over the paradigm and let's skip the surpass real quick and hit the paradigm.
So for all of you long draw guys who only get a bow every 3 or 4 years, here you have it. A brand new offering with a caged riser, IMS rest mounts, versatile Picatinny rails for the sights, and a 32-inch draw length. Walk us through the paradigm, Ryan.
All right. So this bow is extremely exciting, especially if you, you know, want a longer draw. So very, very similar to the Alaskan XT, but different cam. So you're getting the same riser. You're getting the in-limb dampeners and the in-riser dampeners. So really going to be a low vibration producing type bow. But what we wanted to do is offer a different cam. So to make sure that we did get those longer draws. So now this bow can do 27 to 32, 80% let off, same adjustment in our draw weight. So the 45 to 60 and 55 to 70. We didn't change the brace height at all. It's still 6.5, 33-inch axle to axle, and the speed did adjust some from the XT to 333. So one a little bit faster bow. Alaskan XT maybe be it. This is still a very fast bow. Depending on the draw, you want a little bit a bow that's going to be extremely smooth and a longer draw, then the Paradigm's the way to go. So we're excited of this, the pair up, and there obviously that's why we wanted to do what we did on offering two different bows, just to really fit every archer that we can within the Bear lineup.
Yeah. And this, of course, comes with that new cable guard roller system, which
yes,
you
does.
Just got to try
and
it
integrate.
Out.
You do. Very smooth. I would say out of the, you know, very, very smooth draw. I mean, really, the cams helped a ton with the draw. We also think pairing that with the roller system definitely helped improve that as well. And then we're really like how the how this bow feels after the shot with the in limb and the in riser dampening system.
And again, all of that stuff. Now, just to make note, this only goes to 27 inch. This only goes down to 27 inch. So if you only are on the shorter side, you are going to want to go to the Alaskan XT, not only because it will suit your draw links, but those shorter draw guys, you need to try to get as much speed out of a bow as you can. And the Alaskan XT is going to build more speed. So I would even say if you're on the lower side, if you're 27 and a half, 28, I would go with the Alaskan XT because it's going to produce more speed for you at that draw length than say the Paradigm. So that's what I would do because it's going to produce better speed for you at a shorter distance. The only reason I would go to a Paradigm is if you are the 31, 32 inch guy that needs the Paradigm. So, but again, a very good offering, and not many people can say, hey, we've got IMS rest mounts and Picatinny sight mounts and all of these features with in riser dampeners and in limb dampeners and a phenomenal shooting bow that's only going to cost you $660. So really good offering from Bear. But again, I would go with the Alaskan XT unless you need this for the draw length. So, and this is only going to come in ready to hunt packages, right? This is not coming bow only.
Yes. Yep. The Paradigm's in our main line. So it's just in the ready to hunt. And small thing too, we did on those two bows, it's worth pointing out. So when you get a Paradigm, it's paired with, like black limbs, and then camo riser. So some people definitely, you know, that type of configuration matters to them, versus on the Alaskan XT, it's the opposite. So you're getting camo limbs with solid risers. So trying to make the bows look a little different too. And
I didn't even catch that.
So nope, small thing, but just trying to make it a little bit different. And then I agree with everything on the draw length. I would say too, being where I've been able to shoot all of these multiple times, is Paradigm draws so smooth. So if you are in the market for these, you know, shoot them both, depending on where your draw length is, if you are in that 28, 29, and just feel, you know, see what feels the best for you. Because there is a little, I don't know, I feel like the Paradigm just has a little bit smoother draw as it goes, but also depends on the poundage and where you're going to have the bow set. So you shoot them both, you can definitely decide.
Before we jump into the Surpass and kind of wrap this up, I just want to make note of this. You see on these catalogs, and you saw on the Persist, the Made in America flag on the limb. Guys, these bows are made right there in Gainesville, Florida. I've been there. I've seen it. I've seen the long sheets of metal coming in, and he said, that's going to be your new bow. And I said, you're crazy if you think that's going to be my bow. But I've seen them, guys. I've seen them cut the cams out. I've seen them machine the risers out. I've seen them literally with spools making my limbs one by one, every limb. I've seen it. It's incredible. These bows are proudly made right here in the great United States of America in Gainesville, Florida. Even if you're not a Gators fan, there's something good coming out of Gainesville. So really, guys, support a Made in America company. These bows are made right here. I want to say 120 people working in Gainesville at the time. So that's 120 Americans working on your equipment. You're supporting American-made businesses. You're supporting families. You're supporting a company who is providing jobs to Americans right here in Gainesville, Florida. And I've seen the facility. It's incredible. Guys, if you are ever in the area, I would highly encourage you to stop in and get a tour of that place, because it was one of the coolest days of my life. So my kids were all mad at me because we spent a week at the beach, and they said, what was your favorite part of the vacation, Dad? And I said, Bear Archery Factory, for sure. Like, are you serious? And I'm like, yep, well, 100%. Great. So walk us through the Surpass, man, because this is a price point that is going to be a really popular price point, in my opinion. Right at the $750 mark, you're going to get a phenomenal bow without jumping up to that $1,300, but maybe not going all the way down to, you know, a $550, a $600 bow. This is going to be a really, really, really good top of the mid-level bows.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's definitely top of that mid-level. And when you're getting a machined riser, you're getting our DHC cam, so 80% let-off cam. Good adjustment here to 25 to 30 inches. 6.25 brace heights, 32-inch axle-to-axle, so you can see we're right in where we've kind of been making those bows, 30 to 33. And then 335 speed. We did put new in riser dampeners on this bow as well, to pair with the in limb dampeners that we launched a couple of years ago. This does have a different cable feature, so you can see this is where we start to use like our swing arm system, and then it still also has your bear paw grip or slim grip and bear paw grip, so you're able to adjust on your grip there. And then it's just the balance of this bow is also great. I've been hitting the balance quite a bit. It's also pretty fast bow for what you're getting there with this cam design. So we're excited about this bow. We're offering this in like three different colors. So you're getting the Mossy Oak DNA, the True Timber Strata, and then just your solid stone, which you can see in the catalog photo.
Now, these specs are really good. 32-inch, 6.25. Those are really good specs. It's going to be really good for anybody. Whitetail hunters, elk hunters, wherever you're going, those are going to be really good specs. So I really like the specs of this bow. Why didn't you go with the Picatinny and the IMS on this bow?
Still wanting to, you know, we feel like we did a pretty good job on those other bows for this first launch of that bow. Obviously, we're always innovating and working on new bows. So those are something that could definitely show up in different platforms in the future. But just wanted to continue to make sure that we offered, you know, really everything for all the archers out there.
Well, and let me just say this, and hopefully this makes sense to everybody, but without those added features, without the added features of the Picatinny and the IMS, they've put features into the shootability of the bow. So you look at that price point and you're like, well, I can bump down to the Alaskan XT for cheaper, and I get the integrated sights and rest mounts. But this bow here has features built into it that those bows don't. And this bow is going to give you a very high quality bow at that price. Because if they were to do that, if they were to add those features into this bow, then you're getting back up to a flagship level cost. So this bow is going to perform very, very well. It's going to shoot very, very good. And they saved on some of those kind of quote unquote extras to give you a bow that's going to shoot really, really good at a very good price point. So no matter what the scenario is, this bow is going to be good for mountains, hardwoods, backcountry, wherever you want to hunt. This bow is going to be a good bow for you. Those specs are really good. This bow is very, very dead in the hand. It's very quiet. It shoots phenomenal. DHC cam, 80% let off. It's going to be just a really good all-around bow at a price point that's going to be comfortable for a lot of people. So definitely check out the Surpass. Definitely. Well, Ryan, man, I tell you this every year, but really good job on a great release this year, man. I'm excited about a lot of the bows. I'm excited about some of the incredible features that you're offering at mind-blowing prices. I can't even fathom other companies saying, hey, we're going to give you Picatinny rests or Picatinny sight mounts and IMS rests on a budget bow and all the accessories to go with it at a $700 price point. That doesn't happen. So really, really good job on a wonderful release.
We appreciate that. We're excited about it. I think I say it every year. Fred Bear's vision was that, you know, archery was available for everyone. I mean, so at those type of price points, and that's kind of what we definitely focus on, right? So giving these high-end features that are a little bit more affordable. Of course, we also have those extremely high-end features on our top-of-the-line bows as well. So we think everybody will really enjoy the new bows and really happy how they turned out.
And guys, again, we've got new episodes every day this week covering the new lineup and new features that you want to hear about. Tune in tomorrow for all the new Trophy Ridge accessories. We also talk about the giveaway that Bear has going on right now, a massive giveaway called their Bucks and Ducks giveaway. So tune in to tomorrow's episode with Trophy Ridge to hear about that giveaway and how you can enter. But guys, I would highly encourage you, find somewhere to try out these bows because you are going to want to shoot them. I would challenge anybody to shoot this lineup and not enjoy it. Now, again, you might choose another bow. Like another bow, another company might fit you better. But I would just challenge you to shoot the Persist with open eyes and being open-minded to it. And I promise you, you're not going to walk away saying, man, that bow just doesn't perform. That bow is what we've always thought of a Bear bow. Try this bow out, shoot it, give it a chance. Again, if you like something else better, that's fine, but just don't write it off, guys. This is a phenomenal bow. It's made right here in the United States of America. It's very, very, very quiet. Very, very good shooting bow. So go test out the Persist and the entire lineup. Find somewhere to do it. So guys, thank you for tuning in. You guys have a fantastic week, and make sure every day this week, jump right back in here to hear something new that's coming.